something simply if you truly understand it. That's what I do here. This is self-help for people who usually don't like self-help. In my work as a psychologist, I've had the honor of seeing real people just like you claw their way out of some really dark spots, and I would like to share some of the lessons and insights that help them do that. Depression sucks hard, but it's not a death sentence. You're ready to move on, so let's get your ass moving. Chapter 1. Are you actually depressed? Alright, so many of you are probably not sure whether or not the crappy feelings that you're having qualify as depression. We tend to throw around the term pretty casually here in the USA. You might hear someone say that they're depressed when their sports team blows it or when their favorite musical group loses a member. This points to one of the annoying things about depression. It's an emotion, and it's also the name of a disorder. What I mean is you can feel depressed without having depression. Throw in the fact that depression does not look the same for everyone, and this shit can get really confusing. Let me try to clear it up a bit. Have you ever lost a family member or favorite pet? Have you ever completely bombed a test that you needed to do well on in order to get the grade that you wanted in a class? Have you broken up with a significant other? I could keep going, but what I'm trying to get at is the fact that we have all encountered periods of sadness in our lives. What is distinct about the sadness that follows these